Soundstripe.
Hey, all you Gen Xers, and welcome back to Rewind to 1984. Dust off those trapper keepers, buckle up, flux capacitors charged, and get ready, because this week we're taking a time jump back to discuss the second week of May in 1984. But first, let's take a look at what is going on this week in the music charts in 2024. We have some variety of artists, unlike last week. Thank you, Billboard, for getting Taylor Swift off of the entire top 10. Makes things a lot more interesting. Okay, at number 10, down from number 2, the Forspoken Taylor Swift with Down Bad. At number 9, again Taylor Swift with I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, down from number 3 the week before. At number 8, a new artist. Well, new outside of Taylor Swift, but back into the top 10. Like That from Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar. That's up from number 17 the previous week. Back into the top 10 from number 16 to number 7, Hozier with Too Sweet. Back into the top 10, Teddy Swims, last week at number 18, this week at number 6, Lose Control. Back into the top 10, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things, up from number 15 last week. Newcomer to the top 10, Sabrina Carter with Espresso, that's up from number 22 the week before. Up from number 27 last week, Shaboozy with a bar song, Tipsy. At number 2, newcomer Tommy Richmond with Million Dollar Baby. And at number 1 for the second straight week, Fortnite from Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. I wanna kill her, and for a fortnight there we were together running to the sunshine's calm and time. My sweater, now you're at the mailbox, turned into good neighbors. My husband is cheating, I wanna kill him. All right, before getting to the top 10 songs of 1984, let's look at the news this week in 1984. On May 8th, in London, construction of the Thames barrier is officially completed. The movable barrier system is designed to stop flooding across 125 square kilometers of the city. Also on May 8th, as retaliation for the USA-led boycott of the Moscow-hosted Olympics in 1980, the Soviet Union announces they will boycott the 1984 Summer Olympic Games. The games will take place in Los Angeles, California. Good for Moscow. They would have come over and got their asses handed to them. All right, on May 12th, Nelson Mandela, imprisoned in South Africa, sees his wife for the first time in 22 years. Let's get on to the music of 1984. At number 10, up 4 spots, Cyndi Lauper with Time After Time. At number 9, up 2 spots, Steve Perry with Oh Sherry. At number 8, former number 1 song, Footloose from Kenny Loggins. At number 7, Holdin' Steady, The Cars with You Might Think. At number 6, Julio Iglesias and Willie Nelson, Stay Steady, at number 6 with To All the Girls I've Loved Before. At number 5, also Holdin' Steady, Rick Springfield with Love Somebody. At number 4, jumping up 5 spots, Denise Williams with Let's Hear It for the Boy. At number 3, Holdin' Steady, the Thompson Twins with Hold Me Now. At number 2, falling 1 spot after 3 weeks at number 1, Phil Collins with Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now. And the new number 1 song is Hello from Lionel Richie.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, in your smile, you're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide, cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much.
Artist Spotlight on Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie is an acclaimed American singer, songwriter, and record producer, renowned for his smooth and soulful voice and his contributions to pop, soul, and R&B music. Here's a detailed look at his life and career. Lionel Brockman Richie Jr. was born on June 20, 1949 in Tuskegee, Alabama. He grew up on the campus of Tuskegee Institute, which played a significant role in his early exposure to music. Richie was a talented tennis player and attended Tuskegee Institute on a tennis scholarship, though he eventually dropped out to pursue a career in music. In the late 1960s, Richie joined the Commodores, a funk and soul band. The group became a significant force in the music scene during the 1970s, known for hits like Brick House, Easy, Three Times a Lady. Richie's songwriting and distinctive voice were key elements in the Commodores' success. Richie embarked on a solo career in the early 1980s, achieving immediate success. His debut album, Lionel Richie, in 1982, included hits like Truly, You Are, and My Love. His follow-up album, Can't Slow Down, in 1983, was even more successful, featuring chart-topping singles as All Night Long and Hello. The album won the Grammy Awards for the Album of the Year in 1984. Who can forget? All Night Long, he hosted and stated, "Outrageous!" Richie continued to release successful albums throughout the 1980s and 1990s. Some of his most notable songs include Say You, Say Me, which won an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1986, and Dancing on the Ceiling. Beyond music, Richie has been involved in various philanthropic efforts, particularly in education and health initiatives. He has served as a UN Goodwill Ambassador for the Food and Agriculture Organization. In recent years, Richie has remained active in the music industry. He released the album Tuskegee in 2012, which featured country versions of his classic hits, and has been a judge on the popular TV show American Idol since 2018. Richie's contributions to music have earned him numerous awards, including multiple Grammy Awards, an Oscar, and a Golden Globe. He has also been honored with Kennedy Center Honors and the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. Lionel Richie has been married twice and has three children, including Nicole Richie, a television personality and fashion designer. His personal life has often been in the public eye, but he remains focused on his music and family. Lionel Richie is celebrated as one of the most successful and influential musicians of his era. His ability to blend different genres and his smooth, emotive voice have left a lasting impact on the music industry and continue to inspire new generations of artists. Okay, on to the movies. In 2024, at number 10, falling one spot, Abigail. At number 9, falling 7 spots with its return to the top 10, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. At number 8, falling 2 spots, Civil War. At number 7, moving up a spot, Kung Fu Panda 4. At number 6, moving up a spot, Unsung Hero. At number 5, holding steady, Godzilla vs. Kong, The New Empire. At number 4, Taro, holding steady. At number 3, Challengers, holding steady. And at number 2, falling 1 spot, The Fall Guy. And at number 1, newcomer, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. The plot, many years after the reign of Caesar, a young ape goes on a journey that will lead him to question everything he's been taught about the past and make choices that will define a future for apes and humans alike.
When I sleep, I see strange things.
Memories?
Not memories. New things. I see everything.
That is not everything.
Thank you.
All right, let's look at the top 10 movies of 1984 this week. The first eight movies all follow two spots from the week before. You do the math. At number 10, Splash. At number 9, Greystoke, The Legend of Tarzan, Lord of the Apes. At number 8, The Bounty. At number 7, Hard Bodies. Saw this one this week. 1984, we sure did love TNA and alcohol movies. Not a great movie. Lots of TNA. Probably really loved it when I was 11 years old. Okay, at number 6, Police Academy. At number 5, Romancing the Stone. At number 4, 16 Candles.
Oh, no more Yankee, my Winky. The donga need food.
At number 3, newcomer Firestarter. A very young Drew Barrymore stars. The plot, a young couple who participate in a potential medical experiment gain telepathic ability and then have a child who is pyrokinetic. At number 2, Breakin'. Watched this one this week and amazingly enjoyed watching it. There were a lot of 80s plays that kind of stole from Flashdance with the dancing scene in front of the judges. They kind of stole from Rocky III with the motivational speech on the beach. But nonetheless, love seeing breakdancing. Reminded me just how much the entire country was enthralled by the way people could move and dance and all that. I remember my dad being impressed because I could moonwalk and tried to backspin. The little things. I was not very good. But the movie was really good, or really good for its time and still enjoyable in 2024. And the new number one movie, newcomer, The Natural. The plot, a middle-aged unknown comes seemingly out of nowhere to become a legendary baseball player with supernatural talent.
Someday when people look at me, they'll say, there goes Roy Hobbs, the best there ever was.
TriStar Pictures presents Robert Redford in The Natural, the story of a father and a son.
You got a gift, Roy, but it's not enough.
Of love.
He means the world to me.
And desire.
I'm not waiting for true love to come along, Roy.
A champion.
A Roy Hobbs comes along once, maybe twice in everybody's lifetime.
And his destiny.
With or without the records, they'll remember you.
Best there is now, and best there ever will be.
I wouldn't bet against me.
I already have.
Robert Redford, Robert Duvall, Glenn Close, Kim Basinger, Wilford Brimley, Barbara Hershey, Robert Prosky, and Richard Farnsworth as Red. The Natural,